This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I think we're in a better place as a team and a staff in your second year. More than last year, we ran the ball well and we threw the ball well. I wouldn't say we were as efficient as a staff, as a team, comfort level with each other, how we do things, how we prepare. I would say we're better there than we were last year and more consistent. We were certainly able to do that last year, maybe not as proficient and maybe not as efficient.
That's our guy Monk, Todd Monken, offensive coordinator of the Baltimore Ravens, entering year three as offensive coordinator. And let's face it, year one, Lamar won the MVP. Year two, he should have won the MVP. Yeah. Like, them's the facts. He was a first-team All-Pro quarterback. Alas, people were twisting themselves into pretzels to get the MVP to Josh Allen. So year three, we've been talking a lot about our expectations, but a simple question today. Is Monk the best offensive coordinator this franchise has ever seen? And frankly, is it close? You had Jim Caldwell, who came in as a replacement and helped the Ravens win a Super Bowl.
Yes.
You had 1 year of Gary Kubiak, which I think has been mythologized more than it was actually great. Roman won a Coordinator of the Year award in 2019, but we saw that fizzle out. It was more one-dimensional.
Billick was an alleged offensive quarterback guru.
Yeah, and didn't have a quarterback his whole time
with
here.
Defense.
Yes. I don't think it's close.
I don't think it's close.
And by the way, Jason, pat on the back to us. We were politicking for Monk before they hired him.
Yes. Pleasantly surprised when they interviewed him.
Yeah.
I don't think it's close. And, you know, this idea that, like, well, anybody could have walked into Lamar Jackson at that point in time. Nobody knew how the different, I mean, the whole, okay, they revolutionized things one way and skewed it so run heavy, it felt like 1956 at times. And then the idea that just anybody could help him evolve. Like, yeah, you're getting to work with a special singular talent in the history of this league. Yes, but, like, I think they could have possibly screwed it up. They could have promoted from within and it might have gotten sideways.
Yep.
Or could have played the loyalty game and might have gotten sideways.
Was it James Urban?
He went outside, right? He went outside the Harbaugh coaching cocoon. And thankfully for all of us, he did. So, like, I think the world of what Todd Monken has done, and I think we would all color this a little differently if he hadn't, unfortunately, done what Roman had done in the past and others had done in the past, which is take a game plan or switch a game plan in a playoff game, not for the better, but for the worse, to out-coach himself, to be too cute, to be too smart with what happened against the Chiefs here in Baltimore. But, like, we've approached in a lot of different ways, just how horrible the Ravens' defense was the first 10 weeks last year.
Uh-huh.
How many offenses in the history of this franchise could have overcome that? And not just overcome it, but overcome it to the point where they're still in contention for a Super Bowl. Oh, yeah, and the quarterback has his best season ever and should have won back-to-back MVPs.
I guess the only argument that could be made is 2019, but a lot of that was nobody really had ever seen it before. It was like, I don't know that thing was long-term sustainable, but 2019, Lamar had multiple games with five touchdowns. Like, that was special,
yeah,
but that's it.
I think when it comes to Greg Roman, I think he was the perfect offensive coordinator for that time in Lamar Jackson's career. Did he overstay his welcome maybe a year or two? Of course. Yes. But
and that goes back to the Harbaugh loyalty thing that a lot of people bang on him for.
Yeah.
But when you're looking at Todd Monken and the body of work that has been these 2 years, it's been extraordinary. Ravens passing offense ranking with Greg Roman, it was routinely near the bottom. They were seventh in passing yards.
Wide receivers
yards.
Were blockers.
Yes, they were seventh in passing yards last year. Lamar threw for over 4,000 yards for the first time in his career. He had one of the best passing seasons ever in terms of touchdown to interception ratio there. And where has Lamar grown so much in his game under Todd Monken? You can go back to that Thursday night game against the Dolphins where Flores zero blitz, and that was the kryptonite for a while. He was even better against the blitz than when he wasn't blitzed last year. The deep ball accuracy, he led the NFL in yards per attempt last year. The connection with Rashad Bateman grew exponentially year over year. It's hard to knock much of what Todd Monken has done over these 2 years. Yes, the AFC Championship, maybe getting cute trying to throw a pass to Ronnie Stanley in Buffalo in the playoff game. But you can nitpick play calls throughout any football game with any offensive coordinator. That is going to happen over the course of a full season. But Todd Monken has been an excellent offensive coordinator for the Ravens.
Jason, what was the number one criticism of Lamar before Monken got here? The people that don't really watch it, like he can't throw, right?
Well, he doesn't complete deep balls. Yeah. You know, remember all the go routes outside the numbers to nowhere. Yeah. He had the big blitz. It's not just blitzing. Yeah. If you blitz six or more, you can really rattle him. You know, how much does he do off script versus what he can do on script in the pocket?
You know, people were still saying the jackasses on social media calling him a running back still. He had the fourth best passer rating of all time a year ago. And to parrot what you said a few moments ago, you can't just drop anyone in there and he's going to do that. Monk has to get a lot of credit for transforming Lamar Jackson. And Lamar was going to be special either way.
Well,
but now he's like, he's first ballot Hall of Fame special.
And a franchise that couldn't develop wide receivers forever has now developed two at the same time.
Yes.
And a second move tight end to go with the move tight end who doesn't show up in the playoffs.
Yeah. He does not. He's really good in the regular season.
It's very weird that you mentioned the wide receivers. Every single year heading into training camp, and you can go even last year, where what was Bateman? Yeah, Lamar throwing to Bateman more bad than good, where now you have two ascending young wide receivers in the prime of their career. A very nice tandem in this league to go along with the DeAndre Hopkins, who in years past would have been looked at as the savior.
Coming up next, by the way, it looks like Tim Murray is going to join us at 3 o'clock.
Okay.
So we just flopped 3 and 3:30.
Yep.
Little inside radio for the people. But coming up next, we want to hear from those people. 410-583-1057. Anybody want to push back? Anybody not like Monk at this point? Todd Monken, greatest offensive coordinator in franchise history. That's a lock. What do the people think? 410-583-1057. We hear from you as training camp has begun. That's next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.